And we are hoping to have live on the line WBFO's Morning Edition producer, Cheryl Hagan. Cheryl, are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Howard. And what a morning we've got here in Lancaster. I woke up and came down to head out to work this morning, opened the garage door. Now, my husband had done the driveway at 11 o'clock last night. It was completely cleared out, and there was a good 2.5 feet of snow in our driveway. He came out and did the driveway for me, but when we got to the street, another couple of feet in the street, and because of the travel ban here in Lancaster, I assume that they are not doing the neighborhood streets and the side streets. So a lot of Lancaster residents are really stuck inside, and I assume that's the same in West Seneca and Hamburg, Orchard Park, Lackawanna, some of the other areas that are seeing this 2 to 3 feet of snow. I did talk with the National Weather Service this morning, and they did say that we had between 24 and 36 inches in the south towns overnight, and we could maybe expect another foot of snow before this is over, and it moves through in the midday down towards ski country, they're telling me. So got hit quite hard here, but so far it looks like everybody's handling it very well, Howard.
And of course, Cheryl, this is Brian Meyer. There are travel bans in a number of communities, including Lancaster and West Seneca, Orchard Park. We're hearing reports of a number of stranded motorists, people who have just were at the wrong place at the wrong time when this very, very freaky band of snow hit. And we're making efforts to try to talk with some of those folks. But in the meantime, folks as, like Mayor Brown and so on and so forth are telling people to stay off the roads at all possible.
Yes, I would. I would assume so. And I know that when I was getting ready for work, I normally would take the thruway over to the 190, and I got a notification that the thruway had closed. So folks that might have been already headed out early this morning, say 3:30, may have missed that and somehow gotten on the thruway. So it could be quite tricky. And my suggestion would be that obviously, if you don't have to go out, then don't.
Is the snow coming down where you are now, Cheryl?
Yes, it is, Howard. And I would say not super heavy, but not lightly either, somewhat intermediate. And when we woke up this morning, it was just plastered all over the windows. You can't even really see out the windows. You got to walk out into the garage to really get a good look at it and get a sense of you know, how bad it is. We can see Lake Avenue if we walk into the backyard, and that looks like it's had a little bit of plowing done on it, but again, it's still quite a mess, and these crews, I feel badly for them. They've got quite a lot to clean up today.
Well, luckily, you can work from home, so we appreciate that. Thanks, Cheryl. We'll be talking to you throughout the day. WBFO's Cheryl Hagan now switching over to WBFO's Eileen Buckley.
Well, Howard, obviously you can hear how treacherous it is in some areas, but it's like the tale of two cities, because here right in the city of Buffalo downtown, it was almost like a light dusting and ice overnight. But of course, South Buffalo, as we heard earlier, has a driving ban in place. The mayor put a partial ban in place from Clinton Street south into South Buffalo because of those conditions. But and it's also good to note, too, that new arm that they put down, or gate, for the Skyway was used really officially for the first time today in downtown Buffalo, where it closes the Skyway. So that also is closed as well. And just to note, last night, Governor Andrew Cuomo actually had activated the State Emergency Center in Albany ahead of these lake effect snows. And last night when they issued their statement, they said that the State Department of Transportation was moving 8 additional plows and 36 operators and supervisors from around the state here to Western New York to help us with our snow removal operations. So hopefully that will help for those areas that have just been pounded. We talked to our WBFO news reporter, Ashley Hertzold, who has family in the Alden area. They say they got up to 4 feet of snow, and she's going to head there and try to report to us a little bit later as well. Howard?
All right. Well, hopefully everyone stays safe while they are moving around Western New York. But if you don't have to move around Western New York, I recommend that you do not. Lake effect snow today, some thunder possible, additional accumulation of 9 to 18 inches in the most persistent storm areas, winds will gust up to 40 miles an hour with a high today of 25 degrees, some blowing snow and lake effect snow this evening, and a chance of snow showers overnight, could be heavy at times, another 4 to 8 inches possible, windy and cold with a low of 18. This is WBFO News, now returning to NPR in progress.
We're on Animal Planet.